Related to this is point 14. We need to experience the Word as a sword dealing with our negative feelings. We take the Word by means of prayer, and the Word becomes a two-edged sword. And if we have negative feelings, we've been hurt, we've been wounded, we may forgive, but we can't get over the matter because the wound is there. The enemy is evil. He knows you have that wound. He will send fiery darts into that wound. He will use the evil spirits to intensify the feeling of that wound. And you cannot resist him until the Word becomes the sword that lances, that pierces that negative feeling, that bitterness, that anger, that rage, that self-pity, whatever it is. And when the sword does that, it's a release. The pressure is gone. And the enemy has to retreat. He loses ground. But the sword cuts two ways. It has to cut ourself before it can cut the enemy.